The Ellettsville sports director is Rick Plunkett. He has a busy fall coming up, and the Parks and Rec department over there in Ellettsville is very, very busy this time of year. Rick, good afternoon. How are you, my friend?
Great, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding. I always, on Monday, I try to surround myself with great guests so I get the week off to a flying start. And you check those boxes off, and you're helping make the Monroe County Fall Festival a healthier place to be this year. Now, I'm not saying it's unhealthy, but we always have some fun over there coming up in late September. And you're going to help out as well because you're putting together a road running race that is going to be a big deal here locally. First of all, welcome to the program. And when is the Monroe County Fall Festival coming up in September? And that's right around the corner.
Yes, it's in September 21st to the 23rd, and the race is on the morning of the 23rd, Saturday morning.
So the Saturday morning race means I've got to take it easy on Friday night and get stretched out and ready to go. How far are we going to race for the Monroe County Fall Festival, my friend?
Well, at 8 o'clock, there's a fun run, a one-mile race, and then at 8:30 starts the 5K race, and it's on the newly paved Karst Trail. It's an out-and-back flat course. It's a great, great course to run on.
And when you talk about a flat track, that means we could post some quality times as long as Mother Nature can cooperate with us. The fun run, the timed run, everything else that goes along with it. Well, that's part of a big series here locally. Rick, tell me about the Mag 7 series. I know the big time runners listening to this program know all about that, but people new to the area or just getting into it, why is this an important race?
Well, I'm really appreciative of the Mag 7 series. It's a series of races that if you participate in those, you get points for being in the race in that. And the director of the series was very nice to us and allowed us to get in the series when there was an opening, and I really appreciate that. And you can go to Mag 7 series and look that up on the internet, and you'll find us listed there, or you can go to www.runsignup.com and you can put in Ellettsville Fall Festival 5K and our race will appear there. So,
and this is open to anybody, right? You said a fun run. How fun run? What, 1 mile?
1 mile. And you can be any age to run in the fun run. That's okay. That's no problem. And that's free. There's no charge for the fun run. And then, of course, the 5K race and walk is open to all ages. And I really look forward to having, you know, people in their teens all the way up to their 80s if they want to walk or run in the race.
Now, the Monroe County Fall Festival happens annually, except when COVID hits, as we all know. Is this a new part of the Fall Festival? I don't remember having any races here recently, but I haven't run too many races either. That's probably part of my problem.
I only moved to Bloomington, you know, within the last couple of years or so, and I don't know of any other race associated with the festival before. So this, as far as I'm concerned, would be a first annual. And so we're trying to make it a very nice race for people, one that they'll enjoy running in and walking in and want to come back next year.
How many people does it take, Rick, to Rick Plunkett's our guest this afternoon, my great friend from Ellettsville. How many people does it take to put this on? I know you have to have a course and you have to have perhaps some roads and handle enough people and make sure everybody's safe. Who did you get together? Who are your partners that helped make this happen?
Well, there's a lot of people I owe a lot of thanks to, but I tell you what, the Edgewood High School cross country team, their athletes are going to help me with some of the volunteer positions that I need. And as you know, a race, you have to have quite a few volunteers. And there's been other people like John Robertson at the he's assistant director at the Monroe County Parks Recreation Department. He's really helped me. And Kurt Winders, he's with Perfect Timing Race Management, has been a great help. And Jill Vance, the director of the Mag 7 series. I have lots of people that I need to be thankful to. And other people, too, have helped out. And they've been very supportive. And I really appreciate that. And the town manager and the Parks Department head here at Ellettsville, who's backed me up and said, sure, go for it on this race. And so I think we're going to have a great day. And hopefully we'll have some really nice weather, Mike. And I think people will have a lot of fun. I'm even going to have some door prizes after the race for people to, you know, possibly you might win a door prize if you run or walk in a race.
Yeah, hop on, get in there. How did you pick the course, Rick? I know there's different theories on to get more people, less people, fun runs and stuff. Flat courses, we got a lot of hills here in Monroe County. Running a trail, that sounds, again, like it's going to be a fast one.
Yes, the Karst Trail, they paved the section there from the trailhead there at Indiana 46 and Hart Strait Roads over to Lesh Road where it was by the railroad track there. And it's very nicely paved. It's perfectly flat. You won't cross any road. You'll just go down to the turnaround cone and come back, so you won't have to cross any traffic. And it's a fairly wide trail, so it's very nice, very scenic and very nice trail.
And especially during that time of year with all the fall festival happening and the leaves changing and all the fun stuff, that's a great way to get out and to get after it. Okay, you talked about having the fun run. There's also a 5K as well. That's a run and a walk. When do I need to sign up? When are the best times to do that? And tell me the best ways of going about signing up so we don't wait till the last minute on this.
Okay, you can go to www.runsignup.com, and then when the search window pops up, you just put in Ellettsville Fall Festival 5K, and the race will come up. And then at the top, it'll show you it's $25 with a T-shirt, $20 without a T-shirt. The fun run, like I said, is free. And if you scroll down to the bottom, there's a description that tells you where you can park, tells you about the race and all that. And if you register by no later than September the 8th, you're guaranteed a T-shirt because I have to turn in my T-shirt order no later than 10 days or so before the race. So if you get registered by then, you'll be guaranteed a T-shirt. And I designed the logo, and it's a very nice logo. I think you'll be happy with the shirt. It's a fall festival color shirt. But I would say do it by September the 8th. That way you'll be guaranteed for a T-shirt.
Do it September 8th, then you get your free shirt. If you're not interested in the shirt, well, can people sign up the morning of the race, Rick? We know plans change
yes,
and people things change.
They,
okay.
Yes, there'll be a table there for late register. I know some people want to wait to see what the weather's going to be like, or maybe they've got something on their schedule they're not sure about, but there'll be a table there the morning of the race, probably starting around 7:30, people can come and sign up for the race.
And what time will the race take place on the 23rd Saturday morning?
The fun run is at 8 o'clock, and then the 5K starts promptly at
8:30, so you got plenty of time to run, grab your T-shirt, enjoy the Karst Trail, and then get to the football game. Akron will be in town that Saturday as well, so you can do all that fun in one day here in Monroe County. The Monroe County Fall Festival is coming up the 21st through the 23rd of September. Ellettsville Sports Director Rick Plunkett is joining us today. His 5K walk and run, or his 5K run and walk, I guess that's how I would say it, with a mile fun run. Sign up now. You can do so before September 8th. You'll do it. You'll get a T-shirt. If not, we'll see you on race day. That is great. What else do you have planned for the fall, buddy? I know this was a big project of yours, but Ellettsville, you guys are busier than heck over there. Everything's going on.
Yeah.
You got
right now,
I'm going to talk to Dr. Jerry Sanders next hour because a week from Thursday, they've got their big RBB schools open house, and they're going to have all kinds of things going on. What else is happening in the sports world in Ellettsville?
Well, I'm trying to presently working on maybe trying to get some pickleball established in Ellettsville. I think that would be great because that's a great sport and it's very popular. I see it on TV every weekend. So I'm trying to see what I can do to get up a couple courts started where people can maybe people can play pickleball.
Well, you're always up to something, man. That's why it's great to have you
but
on the air.
That's in the works. You know, that I've been concentrating on the 5K, but I'm working on that too, and hopefully I'll be able to announce something else more about the pickleball later on here.
So. Well, when you're ready to announce the pickleball, buddy, you know where to go. You come pick up the phone and come talk to me.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Mike.
Well, Rick, I'm not letting you go just yet. Ellettsville Sports Director Rick Plunkett. If people would like more information, Rick, on what's happening in Ellettsville or getting involved with pickleball or the race series or have any questions about future events, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Hey, I would really appreciate that. They can reach me at my email address is rickplunkett@ellettsville.in.us. And I'm very open to suggestions and what people want because, after all, that's how I see my position is to promote sports and recreation and healthy activities for the people of Ellettsville. So I would really like to hear from people if they would give me their ideas and that sort of thing. Again, that's rickplunkett@ellettsville.in.us.
You going to ride in the Hilly 100 this year, buddy?
Oh, hey, that's a little beyond me at this point. I'd have to do some more training.
You know what? If they had the Hilly 100 on that same trail that you were doing your road race on, I might get in there for that. But boy,
yeah, I do great on the downhill part. It's just the uphill part that bothers me.
All right, when you get everything figured out with pickleball, come back and tell me all about it. And if you need any help, you know where to find me, buddy. Thanks.
Sure. All right, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
That's Ellettsville Sports Director Rick Plunkett. You can reach him, as he mentioned, rickplunkett@ellettsville.in.us. And the big Monroe County Fall Festival coming up. It'll be here before you know it, folks. That's going to be the 1, 2, 3. It'll be the fourth Saturday in September, the Fall Festival 5K, the Karst Trailhead at Route 46 and Hare Strait Road, the Flat Trail out and back, no traffic to worry about. And you can go to runsignup.com and find all of the information.